You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast. Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to manually manage 5G to optimize for speed or battery life on iOS. If you have a newer device that does support 5G, 5G is the cellular equivalent of data speed. It means if you have a 5G reception, you're going to get a faster download rate than you do on a 4G, or if you're familiar with LTE. And for those who have been using for a long time, can probably remember 3G and Edge. So when I'm talking about all these different variations, those are different data speeds that are offered by your carrier, and that will ultimately will affect your speed rate and your battery life. So essentially, if you're using the newer 5G, it's going to use more of your battery life. You're going to notice that your battery kind of shrinks a little faster because you're using 5G. However, the advantage is that you get faster data speed, so you can get higher quality photos or videos to your end on your phone. So there's an upside to everything and a downside to everything. Fortunately, Apple gives us some option to control how we want our phone to be used. This will be determined on your package of your cellular service. For example, you may have an unlimited plan, or you may not have an unlimited plan. You may have a data cap. Maybe you are in an area 5G isn't working as great as an LTE, or I just want to just use LTE, or you just want to go 5G only if it's available. Yes, you have control to do all that. So let me show you where you can find this and the several options you have to determine which one you want to use. Head on over to Settings.
Settings.
And from here, double tap, open it up.
Settings.
And what we're looking for, you're going to swipe to the right until you get to something called Cellular.
Cellular button.
From here, double tap.
Cellular data on.
Double what we're looking for settings. Now is the data option. So we'll go to the right.
Cellular data options. Roaming on button.
That's the one we want to go to. Double tap that.
Data roaming on. Double now, tap to toggle setting.
You have three options here. Data roaming is a totally entire different thing. This is something different. We're going to pass that along because that will determine if you want on or off based on your cell plan. But anywho, let's focus on the next item.
Voice and data. 5G auto button.
Okay. So here is the data option that I want to force to use. So let's double tap that.
5G on.
You have three options. You can force it to use 5G only. You double tap that and it'll select it. And anytime it senses 5G is in the area, it's going to force your phone to use 5G only. However, the second option is what's set to default already. Let's go to the right here.
Selected. 5G auto.
This is select 5G auto. What that means? It means that the phone will make the decision for you, which is getting better speed, LTE or 5G. It will do all this sensing for you. If it feels like the LTE is going to be better bet for you to save on your battery life, it will go automatically detect to LTE. If it feels like that you're using quite a bit of bandwidth and you thinks it will be able to do better with the 5G, it'll kick on 5G. Essentially, it's going to kind of save your battery life on things you don't really need to use 5G. For example, if you're getting email, text messages, checking out your Twitter, you really don't need to use the 5G, and it will save your battery life if you just let it to do auto or if you select to LTE. However, if you are watching a video or whatever have not, and you want that high quality streaming coming in when it comes to video or audio in a sense, it will automatically go kick it into 5G. And then the last option, I go to the right,
LTE,
is the LTE, as I mentioned. If you want to force your device to use to LTE, you just select that. Let me go ahead and give you what Apple has to say here.
5 grams on uses 5 grams whenever it is available, even when it may reduce battery life. 5 grams pretty auto much, uses 5 grams only when it will not significantly reduce battery life.
Pretty much what we've gone over. So 5G will use more of your battery lives. So yes, it's a catch 22. Yes, it will get better quality speed for your video and audio and such that where it needs that intensive data. But it also will take a hit on your battery life, and you'll notice your battery life goes down a little bit faster than if it was just LTE. Let's go back to the top left here.
Cellular data options. Back button.
And go back.
Cellular. voice and data, 5G auto, button.
It go to the right here is the second option to consider.
Data mode, allow more data on 5G, button.
That's your data mode. Let's double tap that.
Selected, allow more data on 5G.
Allow more data on 5G. What is that trying to say? You got two options here. You can say allow more or
standard.
Standard. Basically, essentially, if you use standard, this is for folks that are on data cap. Yes, 5G is great and all, but I do have a data cap that I can't exceed, but yet I want to watch these videos and things. It will allow you to do this. What happens when you get to the standard, it'll use a lesser quality video, so it isn't going to give you the best video out there, or audio for that matter, when you're on 5G. However, it will give you a kind of a lesser definition, so it'll save your data cap, or in other words, your amount of data that you're downloading, because you're using a lesser quality. So that is what the standard is used for. So if you are worried about that, I would highly recommend setting that to standard. Now, in cases like myself, my carrier, even though I have unlimited, that doesn't really mean it's unlimited exactly. Yes, there is a cap that even unlimited people have. And if you exceed that, it will notch down the speed automatically for you. That's just how my carrier work. After I exceed X number of gig, and it says it'll force me down to a lesser quality and lesser speed. So if you are worried about that, well, you know, I tell you what, do we really need to have 4K television for something that I can't see for myself? So really, it's come down to a personal preference. Now, if you have low vision, this may be important to you. However, I do want my audio to be as high as can be. I really like crisp, nice audio. So this is kind of important to me. So let's see what Apple has to say about these.
Low data mode. Allow more data on 5G provides higher quality video and FaceTime when connected to 5G cellular networks. Standard allows automatic updates and background tasks on cellular, but limits video and FaceTime quality. Low data mode helps reduce cellular data usage by pausing automatic updates and background tasks.
That's pretty much what it sums up. Now, there is a low data option. That is for something that if you are extremely close to reaching your data cap, or you just simply want to save as much battery as you want for the time being, the low data option may be the way to go. That is something to be consider as well. And as you notice too, it says FaceTime is based on those differences too. So if FaceTime is something that's important to you, essentially, if I'm FaceTiming somebody or a group of people, well, the video may not be important to you, but it may be important to them to see you. So that's another thing to consider. So that sums it up in how to manually manage 5G to optimize for speed or battery life on iOS. My name is Thomas Domville. I'm also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.